You know, it's easy to worry. I don't know about you, but I worry before I know I'm worried. I'm usually really worried before it comes to me that I'm worried. I mean, I'm focused. I'm thinking about, why'd she say that? I wonder what she meant by that. Well, I wonder what I did. Well, I wonder if I gave her that impression. Well, I wonder if I should call her. Well, you reckon I should just leave it alone? Well, no. Well, then, if I did call her, has that ever happened to you? Next thing you know, you're frustrated. You're worried. I was amazed. I was looking up the word worry in Webster's Dictionary. You know, Webster's Dictionary is next to Strong's Concordance, is a teacher's greatest friend. And Webster's used this example, said the dog was worrying the rat. That's in the dictionary. Well, you know how the dog, except at our house it'd be the cat. They'll catch that little mouse and they'll play with it a while. Then they'll let it go and watch it run and leap on it with one paw. Then they'll put it in the teeth and they'll shake it a while. And then they'll let it go, and it begins to, by this time, crawl off, you know. And my cat will watch all the way to the end of the porch. That little rat thinks, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. And here goes the cat. Boom. The cat worrying the rat. That's what the dictionary said. Now, I got it. I got a picture instantly. That's what we do. We have some dilemma, some symptom in our body, some lack, some relationship going astray, and we shake it a while, like that cat does that rat. We shake it this way, and we shake it that way, and then we bite on it a while. Then we turn loose of it. But before it gets very far out of sight, we pounce on it again. Isn't that right? Yeah. And about the time you've beat that situation, I mean, you've discussed it with everybody that would listen. I mean, you have beat it into the ground. You have examined it from the left, the right, from the top and from the bottom. I mean, we all have clear vision of it. We have defined the problem, just given it great definition. That problem is beat to a pulp like that poor little mouse and begins to crawl off. And we watch it crawl. And before it gets to the end of the porch, we beat it up some more. Now it says that overcharges the heart, keeps faith from functioning. Now look at Philippians 4. We got to have the word in, the worry out. Word in, worry out. Word in, worry out. Webster says worry is an incessant attack with the intention of driving one to desperation. That's what happens, isn't it? You become desperate. Now the King James says what? Be careful for nothing. We're talking about the foundation of successful prayer. Successful prayer is based on the Word of the living God. We've got to have the promise. We've got to know what God has said. We've got to meditate. We've got to be confident. We've got to be without doubt. We've got to take time to examine the Scripture, and it's better to do that ahead of time and get ready in every arena of life. You know what happens in life. Get ready. Then it says, when a situation arises, the first thing we do before we pray is don't worry. Now, one translation, the King James says, be careful for nothing. It means don't be full of care, full of worry. We don't use the word careful as they do here. I like the translation that says, entertain no worry. Now, you know how to entertain when you entertain company? You make certain preparations. Even if they're coming just for cake and coffee, you probably run the vacuum. I would. I'd run the vacuum. I'd shut the dogs in the kennel. I'd make certain, because I'm going to entertain, I'd make certain preparations to entertain. And it says, don't entertain worry. Well, are you making preparations to worry? I wonder what they meant by that.